From WSNC in Winston-Salem, this is Triad in Focus with Ben Donnelly.
Thanks for tuning in for Triad in Focus here on this Friday morning, 9th of December 2016. I'm Ben Donnelly, and this is Triad in Focus. My guest in the studio this morning is Matt Kendrick, who's a local jazz musician, we'll put it shortly, and one of the most important jazz musicians in the area. Thanks, Ben, for coming in, Matt.
Good morning. It's good to be. I'm a bass player, composer, and presenter, organizer.
Well, we start off with that. Organizer. Yeah, tell me, and tell our audience a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Winston-Salem, Reynolds High School in 1975, and I was born in Greenville, North Carolina, and moved here since I was 4 years old in 1961. And so I've been here. I went to School of the Arts. I lived in New York City in the late 70s, 4 years, and messed around up there and learned quite a few things, and came back, went to school in Knoxville, Tennessee, at University of Tennessee after I left New York for just a few months to study with Jerry Coger for about 6 months, and then headed on home and raised my flag up and see who saluted.
Working and making a living as a professional musician in the Triad area?
Yeah, I've been doing that for 40 years, I guess.
So I know you play with the Camel City Jazz Orchestra.
Right, I'm their bass player, and right now I'm serving as their board chairman. I did that for the last couple of years, and I'm interim right now as we look around for a new one.
But the reason why you're here this morning is we're talking about the Music Carolina 2016 Winter Series.
Right. I'm on the Music Carolina board also, and sort of serve as their jazz impresario, I guess you could say. And we have our Winter Series going on right now. We had Swingle Bells on Tuesday night, and that was sold out. Had a great show down at Centenary Methodist, and we have next week. We have Charlie Brown Christmas coming up on Wednesday up at Salem. That's going to be great.
That's Wednesday, December 14th, 7:30 p.m. at the Salem College Fine Arts Center, the Shirley Recital Hall. And tell us a little bit more about what that's going to be.
Well, this is a great show. We have a trio, the Jazzmas Trio. That's my boys, Federico Pavetta on piano and John Wilson on drums, and me on bass. And so we're going to do all the tunes from the show, you know, the Charlie Brown Christmas.
All the Vince Guaraldi
tunes. Yeah, that's an interesting show. It was made, the network didn't really think it was going to do much. They were, you know, and they put it on and half the people in the nation watched it. So it was a huge hit, and the music is timeless. And we're playing all the music, like Blue Charlie Brown is like this one tune that they're walking around, you know, like traveling music for the show. And we play that, and I try to explain where that particular music happens in the show, you know, briefly. And they're great tunes. And then after we do that in the first half, then the Winston-Salem Children's Chorus comes on, and they're great. And Sonia does a great job with them, and they come on, they dance on during Lioness and Lucy and do Charlie Brown dances, and then they sing a bunch of the stuff from the show with these children's chorus renditions. It's really pretty cool.
It sounds like a good show. Yeah. Is this the first time they've done this, or is this a?
We did it last year, and it went so well, we decided to do it again. And Shirley's a great place to hear a concert. Shirley Hall at Salem College. They have a fantastic piano. Federico has a great time with that piano, and it's excellent. And the hall is excellent too. It just sounds really good. It's really fun to play in there. And it's a good place to hear some great jazz trio music.
And it sounds like a logical fit to pull in that, you know, the Charlie Brown Christmas music is, it comes up so much this time of year. It's got such a great nostalgic feeling for so many people. Plus, it's just great music.
I mean, everybody's heard it, and you don't always get to hear it in a live situation like that. And we're doing some pretty faithful recreations, but we're also improvising and
jazzing it up a bit.
We're doing our thing, man. You know, it's like.
Tell me about some of these other concerts that are coming up. The Camel City Jazz Orchestra coming up on December 22nd.
Right, we'll be out at Sika, and we'll be doing our annual Christmas show. And we have lots of swinging arrangements. We do some of the Duke Ellington Nutcracker stuff, which is really great, and then arrangements of different Christmas tunes. that are swinging away, and it's always a really popular concert. And we have people bake cookies, and they sell beer and wine out in the lobby, and you can eat cookies and hang out, and it's a pretty good scene at Campbell City on the 22nd. It's right before Christmas. It's a good place to come chill and sort of, you know, it's over. We got a couple more days. It's time to cool out and come hear some jazz, have a drink. It's chill.
Tell me a bit more, for anybody in the audience who's unfamiliar with the Campbell City Jazz Orchestra, what is the history of that organization?
Well, it was founded by Jill Strickland and Matt Cosma. What was it? God, 5 years ago, I guess, maybe. And we've got a pretty stable personnel, and we've done quite a few things. We've had, annual concerts, and we had a thing 2 years ago called the Neighborhood Suites, where we commissioned fellas or people to write pieces based on different areas of the city. We worked with the Winston-Salem Museum to split the city into four quadrants and had four suites written on each. And we went around to the different areas in the city and performed them in the parks in conjunction with the recreation department in Winston-Salem. Tim Grant, who retired, was excellent in helping us with that. And it was really a watershed moment for us to do these concerts, the Neighborhood Suites. And we hope to do it again. Jim Steele, one of your people up here, is really interested in the Neighborhood Suites. I am too.
So the Campbell City Jazz Orchestra, do you do primary, you know, big band type
yes,
music?
Yes, it's a big band. Right.
Yeah.
It's a big band. It's we usually carry about 17 pieces.
And local musicians mostly?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of guys, really good players.
And a rotating cast of characters.
Well, I mean, we have people subbing in and out, but we have a fairly stable personnel, you know. So,
I know you do with the Campbell City Jazz Orchestra. Do you have a regular time that people can hear you other than special concerts?
Not at the present. We just do concerts. We did that for a little while where we try to play at Cranky's every week. But, man, 17 people is a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. That's a lot of people to fit into a place. And,
well, it's mostly getting them together. And it was somebody gave us suddenly endowed us with a huge endowment. We could pay everybody every week. We probably could do it. But, you know, 17 people, as soon as you go, okay, that's 17 times. It's like, whoa, it gets pretty expensive right quick.
And it's significant enough just to be able to keep yourself employed and working as a musician. And,
right.
And getting gigs for 1 to 3 people, let alone 17.
You feel my pain.
I don't know if I feel it, but I'd like to feel like I understand it a little bit. Yeah. But it's good to have you here talking about this, too, because, I mean, we are the jazz station around town, and we're trying to get more closely involved with the jazz scene in the city.
I know. That's great. I love that. It's I think we have a lot of synergy between the music scene and the station, and just because jazz is like a scene, and we all work together. I think we can have good things happen.
Well, we'll take a short break here. If you just tuned in, my guest in the studio this morning is Matt Kendrick. He's a bassist and jazz musician and musician of all kinds here in the Winston-Salem area. And we're talking about the Campbell City Jazz Orchestra, Music Carolina, and the 2016 Winter Series, and much more. Make sure you stick around for more Try It in Focus right after this.
On the next Putumayo World Music Hour, we'll explore American roots music, from blues and jazz to New Orleans R&B and new folk Americana.
Dance me to your beauty with a burning violin.
I'm Rosalie Howarth. Join us for American Roots, the next Putumayo World Music Hour.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger.
This evening at 8 on 90.5 WSNC.
Hi, this is Charles McCullough, inviting you to join me for Classic Golden Oldies, Sundays from 4 until 7, right here on 90.5 WSNC.
I'm so lonely without you. Can't sleep at night, always thinking about you.
Thank you for tuning in to Triad and Focus here on WSNC, WSNCradio.org. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m. live in the studio to talk to important and influential people here in the Winston-Salem area and the Triad in general. My guest yeah. this morning is Matt Kendrick, who is a bassist and a musician in the Winston-Salem area, familiar with anybody who's been to jazz gigs in the area over the past couple of decades. Thank you again for coming in, Matt.
Well, it's great to be here, Ben.
Tell me a little bit about you've been a professional jazz musician for many years. What got you started in playing jazz?
Well, I guess the first time I really noticed jazz was I got my grandfather's record collection. I guess it was the 70s. And I was playing some rock and bass and, you know, I was into it. But then I heard this Teddy Wilson record, Teddy Wilson Trio. And I was just like, what is that? You know, because there's this you know, piano trio of jazz, and it was just sounded so good to me. And that kind of got my interest, but you know, I didn't really register. And then I was really into music. I just would buy records. I had, you know, albums to buy and all sorts of whatever, Osibisa, Cream, you know, just anything. I got this Dave Holland record, Conference of the Birds, back then too. I saw it at Zayers. There was a Zayers over there where Harris Teeter on Cloverdale is, and they had good record prices. And I got this Dave Holland record for like, you know, $2. And it just looked, it had this Conference of the Birds, this kind of, you know, neat cover, and went home and listened to it. It's like, you know, it's all this really out, two saxophones, bass and drums. And I was like, wow, what is that? It's just so cool. And then I would say the watershed moment of getting into jazz was I was in a band in the late 70s when I was in high school called Tragedy AD, which was this big R&B soul band that played all around the area. And we were having a party one night, and the weather report came on the radio. I remember hearing Mysterious Traveler, and that really sort of, that was kind of the moment, I think.
Hearing some Jaco Pastorius?
No, it was Al Johnson.
Oh, okay.
No, Mysterious Traveler, yeah. Okay. Jaco wasn't around yet for, you know, in that capacity. That was a little later.
So you were playing the bass. Were you starting off with electric bass? Or?
Yeah, I played electric bass. And, you know, I was making money. It was kind of my job in high school. I got in this band. It was a bunch of guys older than me, and we played all kinds of crazy places. We played down on Liberty Street at the Big D and up in Statesville at the Gallery. And yeah, it was really something. And, that was like 74, 75. And then I got done with high school, and I was just like, okay, now what? And I was really into the bass. You know, I'd already decided I was going to be a musician. I didn't really know what that meant. But they had a shortage of bass players at School of the Arts in 1975. And so I remember my dad coming in and saying, well, do you want to go to School of the Arts? And I said, well, I can't go there. I don't read. That's like Clav. What? And he says, do you want to go? And I said, yeah. And so I went down there, and because their development officer lived across the lane from my house, and so I went down there and auditioned for the teacher, Lynn Peters, and I had my electric bass, and I went in there, and so I'm sitting there trying to go do re mi. I'm playing some scales, kind of, you know. And she's looking at me, and finally she says, well, do you have any licks or anything? And I go, yeah. And start going crazy, you know. And she goes, okay, I think we can work something out here. It's like, and she took me on and taught me how to read music, and I practiced like a fiend, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours a day. That was 1975. I just practiced and practiced, and ended up playing orchestras and doing all this stuff. And then I left school I really wanted to play jazz, and the classical was fine, but they didn't really have a jazz thing at all. There was nothing back then, and so I moved to New York and started playing with 9 million people. And now it's a long road, man. I've played with so much stuff, holy cow. But I was up there just playing all kinds of modern music, rock music, punk, funk, whatever. I was just country music.
This is when you were in New York?
Yeah, I would get country. Well, during Urban Cowboy, if you remember that period, in 70-something, it was Urban Cowboy, John Travolta's. That country music swept New York City. It's pretty big up there, actually. I would play out in Jersey. This guy named Freddie the German, he was this big, tall German guy, about 6'5", wore a three-piece suit all the time and a cowboy hat, and had country music. Play out in Jersey, Freddie the German's. And I'd get those gigs. I was like, he's from North Carolina. He must know. I was like, yeah, right.
Making assumptions about your background.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, hey, y'all. I learned so much there just about how to handle myself, how to deal with different situations. And I left when John Lennon got killed. I kind of said, that's it, man. And plus, I was just playing a lot of shows, getting a lot of theater shows. It was all pretty off Broadway stuff, but I was, you know, it's a way to make money, and I just didn't really want to do that. So I moved back down south, and it's been good. I'm glad. I like it here. I love it in Winston-Salem. I wouldn't move back to New York for anything.
Well, were you, how much of a jazz scene was there in Winston-Salem when you moved back here?
Well, there's always been something. Back then there was Billy Bright, a piano player, and then Joe Robinson and James Funches, and some guys in Greensboro. There was Sammy Anflick had a club. These people, a lot of these folks are gone, like Billy and Sammy, and James Funches. Joe's still tapping. Sammy's in Greensboro was a club. I started working there on the weekends, and there's stuff going on. Even back then, you know, there's always been a little something. And Charlie Colbreth was playing. I would go see – I remember when I was in high school, I'd go see Charlie. And Charlie's still playing, man. He's got his thing at Milner's on Sundays. He's 80-something. Hats off to Charlie. I was just doing lots of little gigs. And it's always been like that.
Well, we'll take a little break here. If you've just tuned in, this is Try It in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC, WSNCradio.org. I'm Ben Donnelly, the host, and my guest is Matt Kendrick, who's a local jazz musician, bassist, and the representative. We'll talk some more in a little bit about Matt and more about the 2016 Winter Series for Music Carolina. Stay tuned to Try It in Focus.
I'm Maria Hinojosa, next time on Latino USA. High school basketball in 1930s Texas. A Mexican-American high school wins the city championship game. But
the assistant coach grabbed him, dragged him out, put him in his car, and said, just lay down on the floor. And all he could hear was, let's get Tony, let's get Tony.
That's next time on Latino USA.
Monday at 7:30 on 90.5 WSNC.
Coming up on the next Tavis Smiley Show from PRI, a look at blended learning college programs with Dr. Thomas Cavanaugh of the University of Central Florida is part of our higher education series. And then we'll rebroadcast two of our favorite conversations from this year, Tandy Newton and Nora Jones, on the next Tavis Smiley Show from PRI.
Today at 6 on 90.5 WSNC. You're tuned into Triad in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC, WSNCradio.org. I'm Ben Donnelly, and we've got a guest live in the studio this morning is Matt Kendrick, who is a bassist, jazz musician, extraordinaire in the Winston-Salem area.
Oh, well, thank you.
And he's the representative this morning. We're talking about the Music Carolina 2016 Winter Series. They've already had the Swingle Bells concert.
Yeah, we had Swingle Bells Tuesday. and it was very successful. That was our eighth year of doing that show. It's a jazz concert with a brass quintet, a jazz trio, and a vocalist, and Martha Bassett, the Jazzmas Trio, and the Giannini Brass Quintet. And we have arrangements by Roger Pemberton and Bill Fritz, and it's pretty cool stuff. But we'll do it again next year, and we have a record that you can get somewhere, or CD.
Yeah, do you have a website that we?
Yeah, the Carolina Chamber Symphony Players.org. That's our old name. Let me say it again. This is why we changed it. Carolina Chamber Symphony Players.org is now Music Carolina, but you still have to go to Carolina Symphony Players.org to deal with it.
Yeah, and they got the website on the pamphlet that's Carolina Chamber Symphony.org.
Okay, Carolina Chamber Symphony.org. All right. Yeah, I'm so glad that I can't wait for everything to be Music Carolina instead of all that.
Yeah, I'm looking at you can tell it's recent transition because on the brochure it says Music Carolina, and underneath everything it says formerly Carolina Chamber Symphony Players.
Yeah, we're changing it. We finally did it. It took us years to come to Music Carolina, but I mean years.
Well, it makes sense if you're playing other types of music.
Oh, yeah. I was being like, well, we're not really chamber. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, God, just call it something. You know, it's like call it the Dogs of Dandelions or something. You know, just whatever, man. Just don't make me say Carolina Chamber Symphony Players anymore.
And you're, of course, involved in all of these. We got the Swingle Bells, the Charlie Brown Christmas, which is coming up, that you're playing for that. We've also got Holiday Celebration with the Campbell City Jazz Orchestra coming up Thursday, December 22nd.
Yeah.
That should be good.
Swinging.
And
all swinging.
The last one listed on here, we got Peter and the Wolf is going to be on Thursday,
yeah.
December 29th.
Yeah, that's the Prokofiev thing. That's a classical offering. It's really a great thing. It's a reduction for a woodwind quintet. And then it's in conjunction with the Peppercorn Theater.
Okay.
They do some staging and it's really something. And Helen Simino dance. She does some choreography. So it's quite a little. I think she's in it. I hope so.
Yeah, I think yeah. She's
okay.
Listed.
Yeah, yeah. So that yeah, yeah. She does. They do. It's really popular. They've got three shows of it.
Yeah.
And they've been doing that for years. I don't even know how many years that's been going on.
That's always good for the holiday season.
Yeah, it's
season,
great. Bring the kids out.
But the one coming up first is the Charlie Brown Christmas. That you're
yeah, that's another good one to bring the kids out because it's Charlie Brown. There's kids. The Winston-Salem Youth Chorus is in there.
I should mention that's December 14th at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, Charlie Brown at Salem College at Shirley Hall. And, it's all the Vince Guaraldi tunes. It's like Christmas down home, back home in front of the TV.
Yeah, it's a only live musician. I'm going to have to say that it probably is in many ways better than sitting at home watching it on TV.
Of course it is.
That's
get but, out. Do some.
Well, I mean, you know, jazz is at its heart a live art form.
I agree 100%.
That it's, you know, some part of what I enjoyed the most about first getting into jazz was the idea that it's kind of like catching lightning in a bottle. No two performances are exactly the same.
Yeah, true. True, that is. Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, jazz is so much better live. I mean, sometimes you'll hear like, you know, say they call it avant-garde or out or, you know, whatever. And listen to that on record sometimes, you know, you'll be sitting there listening to it and it's like, well, I don't know. But when you go see that stuff live, though, it's just like another world. I mean, you know, if it's good, you know, good is good. You know, people are doing their thing. And it's just great to see some live music.
And what I didn't understand before seeing jazz live significantly was I didn't realize how much interaction there can be between the audience and the musicians, is even if it's as simple as eye contact to see, oh, are you feeling what I'm doing right now?
Oh yeah, man. It's definitely a two-way street going on there. You know, it's always like that hopefully with all music. You know, it's not always like that.
Well, I know there can be pressure with classical musicians.
Cocktail parties.
That in other genres, if you do something different from the way it's recorded or what people are familiar with, then you can get people talking amongst themselves and was like, oh, I think I heard a mistake.
But maybe. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Depending, I mean, depending how generous the audience is, I think.
Well, the audience is usually on their on your side.
Yeah.
They want you to be good. That's what a lot of people forget, is the audience wants you to be good. They pay their money or they took their time. They got up off their, you know what, and came out to see this. So they want you to be good. You know, they're on your side initially. You know,
tell me more about that.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just what I said. If they come out to see you, if they went to the trouble, you know, maybe some critics or there's people that are there that are looking for, you know, something wrong just because that's what they got to do. But most people are want to have a good time and hear some good music, and they want you to be good. And I mean, that's pretty much from whatever, from, you know, folk music to rock to blues or whatever, jazz, and they want to have a good time. So, and so you're a musician, you got to go out there and do the best you can. And if you make a mistake, well, that's one thing about music that's so funny that I have to say is you make a mistake, man, it's done. You can't go back and get it. It's over. It's such a playing when you're actually playing an instrument. It's such a it's totally honest. You know, you either do it or you don't. You know, there's no messing around. You know, it's like, well, yeah, I'm so great. Okay, let's hear it. Okay, You know, it's pretty much there ain't no.
Doesn't matter how well you talk about it.
Yeah, right. It's okay. Yeah. Whatever. You can have all the paper in the world and all the whatever. It's like, okay, let's hear it. So every day it's a new test.
And keep on moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah, and just keep your chops up and your – yeah, it's kind of a lot of work in some ways.
Well, the – Music Carolina of 2016 Winter Series, Charlie Brown Christmas, coming up Wednesday, December 14th, 2016 at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, Federico Pavetta on the piano and John Wilson on the drums and me, Matt Kendrick, on the bass. And we'll play some really great trio jazz for you in a great space, in a great setting. It's really nice. And then we'll have the children's chorus come on for most of the second half and give you some more delights. With us, that we accompany the chorus.
Well, we're just about at the end here. This is Try It in Focus on 90.5 WSNC, WSNCRadio.org. I'm Ben Donnelly, the host, and my guest has been Matt Kendrick.
Thanks, Ben. It's great to be here, man.
Do you have any contact information you'd like to give out?
Well, you can go to my website, mattkendrickjazz.com, mattkendrickjazz.com.
I'm sure if they Google Matt Kendrick and jazz, it'll get you there, too.
That will.
Okay, and the website for the Music Carolina is carolinachambersymphony.org.
Yeah.
Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
And we'll be back again every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m. here on Try It in Focus, right here live on 90.5 FM and WSNCRadio.org. Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to hear archived editions of this program, go to WSNCRadio.org/Try It in Focus. And thank you again for tuning in. Taking us up to the top of the hour in NPR News, we've got some Grant Green, and this is Trace and Stacy, or Trace and Tracy. Thank you.
90.5 FM WSNC, Winston-Salem.